54% of adults cannot swim or lack basic swimming skills. That means more than half of adults are missing a key safety skill, and they are also missing a source of physical and recreational benefit. The central point is that adults can learn to swim successfully at any age, especially through private, individualized lessons that provide a judgment-free environment, clear progression, and focused instruction. Why should adults learn to swim? Because it is practical, achievable, and transformative. It helps people overcome fear, improve water safety, increase fitness, and enjoy swimming with family or in open water. Private lessons are especially useful because they allow instruction to be tailored to the learner's pace, fears, and goals. Preparation before the first lesson matters. Success begins with proper preparation, and the goal is not to buy expensive gear. The goal is to use comfortable, functional items that allow free movement and reduce distractions. Essential equipment includes a close-fitting swimsuit, quality goggles, a swim cap, towel, water bottle, and basic toiletries. Goal setting is important. The recommended approach is to set SMART goals. Specific means saying, "I want to swim 100 meters continuously," rather than "I want to swim better." Measurable means tracking distance, time, or skills. Attainable means challenging yourself without setting unrealistic expectations. Relevant means aligning goals with personal swimming aspirations. Time-bound means setting deadlines for milestones. Choosing the right instructor is critical. A good instructor should be certified, experienced with adult learners, clear in communication, and able to provide regular feedback. The instructor's teaching style should match the learner's needs, whether that means building water confidence first or focusing on technical precision. Comfort and trust with the instructor are essential. Water safety and pool etiquette form the foundation of learning to swim. Basic pool rules include showering before entering the pool, walking rather than running on the deck, and entering the water feet first unless instructed otherwise. Understanding pool procedures and having an instructor present during lessons helps build confidence and reduces anxiety. Safety knowledge should also extend beyond the pool, including awareness of open water conditions and environmental hazards. Fundamental swimming techniques are built on three core fundamentals: breathing, stroke mechanics, and body position. Breathing is described as the lifeblood of comfortable swimming. Swimmers should exhale continuously underwater through the nose and mouth, time breaths with strokes, and avoid holding their breath. The goal is a steady rhythm of underwater exhalation and quick inhalation above water. Basic stroke mechanics should be broken into manageable parts. For the arm pull, focus on a long, controlled reach and avoid crossing the center line. For the kick, focus on hip-driven motion and avoid bending the knees too much. For recovery, focus on a relaxed elbow lift and avoid dropping the elbow. These elements should be practiced separately before combining them into fluid motion. Coordination is more important than speed, especially for beginners. Body position is also essential. Swimmers should aim for a straight, swimmer's line from head through spine to toes. This reduces drag and improves efficiency. Key balance points include keeping the head neutral, engaging the core, using slight body rotation, and using lung capacity as natural buoyancy. Floating is not about forcing the body up, but about finding natural balance in the water. Swimming proficiency develops in stages. Beginner milestones include comfortable submersion, controlled breathing, floating on the front and back, gliding with proper body position, basic freestyle arm movements, and basic water safety and confidence. The beginner goal is to build enough confidence and control to swim continuously for 200 to 400 meters. Intermediate skills focus on refining technique and building endurance. Key areas include bilateral breathing patterns, such as breathing every 3 to 5 strokes, freestyle refinement, improved body position, reduced drag, and a more efficient catch and pull. At this stage, swimmers work toward swimming 400 meters continuously and developing better neuromuscular coordination. Advanced swimming involves stroke mastery and more challenging training. Goals include perfect stroke mechanics, efficient breathing, proper body rotation, interval training, sprint techniques, distance endurance, race preparation, open water swimming, and competitive starts. Advanced swimmers focus less on simply completing a swim and more on technique, efficiency, and performance. Modern tools make it easier to measure swimming improvement. Useful metrics include stroke count, which measures efficiency, distance, which shows endurance, heart rate, which reflects workout intensity, and the SWOLF score, which combines strokes plus time to measure overall efficiency. A swim watch with GPS can help track pace, stroke count, and distance. Tracking data helps swimmers set realistic goals and adjust training. The recommended approach is the 10% rule. Increase overall distance by no more than 10% per week. This helps prevent overexertion and supports steady improvement. Goal setting should consider current performance, recent achievements, weak areas, and long-term aspirations. For example, if a swimmer's SWOLF score is 45, a realistic short-term goal might be to improve it to 42 through better technique. Motivation comes from more than numbers. It grows when swimmers share goals with an instructor, keep a swimming journal, schedule regular progress check-ins, reward themselves for milestones, and join community challenges or swim apps. Progress should not be measured only by speed or distance. Technical improvements, such as better breathing, stroke efficiency, and body position, are also important. Viewing training as an opportunity for improvement, rather than punishment, helps maintain long-term motivation. More than half of adults lack basic swimming skills. Adults can learn to swim successfully with proper instruction and patience. Private lessons are valuable because they provide personalized, low-pressure learning. Preparation includes the right gear, realistic goals, and a qualified instructor. Safety, breathing, body position, and basic stroke mechanics form the foundation. Progress should be staged: beginner confidence, intermediate endurance, and advanced technique. Tracking metrics such as distance, stroke count, heart rate, and SWOLF score helps measure improvement. Steady, realistic progress is more important than speed or intensity. Confidence, persistence, and consistent practice are the most important factors in becoming a competent adult swimmer. It is common for adults to feel embarrassed about learning to swim, but lessons can improve confidence and self-esteem. Adults can often learn basic swimming in 1 to 2 months, while intermediate and advanced skills may take months or years. Swimming lessons are beneficial for personal safety, fitness, and the ability to help others in water emergencies. Private lessons are especially helpful for technique improvement, personalized feedback, and faster confidence building.